Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, when the economy tanks, military recruiting gets easier. The U.S. Army slightly passed its recruiting goal for 2008. Army recruiters say three factors are making a difference. There's the bad economy, which means a more competitive civilian job market. Then there's the election of Barack Obama. One Army officer said, quote, "Some parents are more supportive of military service now that we have had a change in administration," end quote. Lastly, news media are covering plans to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Iraq much more than they are the increase of troops in Afghanistan. Still, recruiting isn't easy. The Army is trying to reach young people through its recently revamped Go Army website, online games and ads, instant messenger products, and sponsorships of car races.
If it looks too good to be true, it just may be. That's the case with a bill that would allow the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to regulate tobacco. The bill is moving through Congress quickly, with backing from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. Philip Morris also supports the measure. That's because the tobacco giant helped write the bill. The bill would make it harder to introduce new tobacco products, even if they're less harmful. Philip Morris is the largest cigarette maker in the United States. The bill is expected to help the company, since it makes competing with established products more difficult. Those opposing the bill include R.J. Reynolds and tobacco control groups. A chair of the Association of Public Health Physicians called the bill, quote, "a big gift to Philip Morris."
The troubled insurance company American International Group, or AIG, has received four taxpayer bailouts for a total of $180 billion so far. After receiving public money, AIG executives held a lavish retreat that cost the company more than $400,000. When the news broke, the public outrage forced AIG to cancel plans for another resort retreat. Now, questions are being raised about AIG's spending on public relations. The company pays four PR firms in addition to its own PR staff. One firm, Kexton Company, promotes AIG's asset sales. Another PR firm, Sard Verbinnen, focuses on AIG's earnings. The Hill & Knowlton and Burson Marsteller firms promote AIG to Washington, D.C. audiences. It's not known how much the company spends on its PR army. AIG hasn't used its PR resources to communicate with the taxpayers bailing it out, but maybe that's the plan.
Global warming may be bad for the planet, but it's great for lobbyists. According to a report by the Center for Public Integrity, the number of people lobbying Washington, D.C. on global warming issues has more than tripled over the past 5 years. There are now four climate lobbyists for each member of Congress. NASA climate scientist James Hansen warned, quote, "The danger is that special interests will dilute and torque government policies, causing the climate to pass tipping points with grave consequences for all life on the planet," end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of spin and fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned insurance giant AIG. The company spent nearly $10 million on lobbying in 2008. One of its lobbying firms is DC Navigators. DC Navigators also runs an industry front group called the Coalition for a Democratic Workplace, which opposes the Employee Free Choice Act. The bill would make it easier for employees to join labor unions. On its website, DC Navigators brags about its anti-union strategy, claiming the firm, quote, "changed the face of the campaign, making it a fight between union bosses and workers," end quote. Its goal was to draw attention away from union-busting businesses and the benefits labor unions offer employees.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.